Rochester's official Christmas station, Warm 101.3. It's Wellness Wednesday with Dr. Matt, presented by Restoration Wellness. Good morning, good doctor.
Good morning.
We're going to be spending a lot of time indoors because it's getting cold outside.
Well, I love the song, but, yeah, not its implications. That does actually present some challenges that most of us don't think about. When we're thinking about efficiency, for example, we want a home that's airtight, that's not losing, a lot of the energy that you're putting in to heat it or cool it for that matter. But one of the interesting things that we don't talk about a lot is how that can have really significant implications on your air quality. The indoor air quality definitely drops significantly in most homes, especially with the uptick in efficiency of keeping everything locked in and not letting the air escape. We don't exchange the air. And so there are some real problems. I've actually read that you can accumulate up to 40 pounds of dust a year inside your home. I mean, it's just like mind-blowing.
Wow.
And that in and of itself might not matter, but except for it's just disgusting.
Yeah.
But the reality is that, that dust is actually quite toxic for us when they've actually analyzed what's in the dust. We're talking about a tremendous number of chemicals, because if you think about it, you're dealing with dust is just remnants of everything that's around. So the reality here is there's a couple of things that you can do that can be really helpful. First of all, it sounds really simple. Just vacuuming more frequently is a good thing. If you have a lot of carpets, especially, because hardwoods are significantly better in terms of not trapping that dust.
Mm-hmm.
One of the other things we want to talk about, changing your furnace air filter a lot more frequently. I think if you read most of the labels on them, and depending on how good or how not so good they are, they'll last usually on the label something between 3 to 6 months. It would actually be a worthwhile consideration to change it, even as frequently as every 30 days.
Wow.
Because that is a big deal. That's trapping all of that junk. And there's a quick tip over point when all of a sudden it's not trapping anymore, it's just redistributing it. And then finally, just getting outdoors more is a good idea. Getting that fresh air really does make a difference. One of the other bonus things I'd say is there are a lot of air purifiers out there. A lot of them are not worth the money, but they can make a significant difference if you invest in one that's a bit more quality. I personally really like the activated charcoal filters. These tend to have a bigger footprint, but they do a very good job. The HEPA filters are kind of the standard, and those are good. But, same thing. Anything that has a cartridge-style filter, it's doomed to fail soon.
Right.
Because it's just collecting everything and not doing anything with it, just trying to trap it.
Well, I'm going to do two of the three things you said. I'm not going outside until May. But other than that, I'm fine. All right, doctor.
Thank you.
We'll catch up with you next week. Dr. Matt here on Warm at 1.3.